Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, my friends. Sam from What Culture here, and I hope you woke up this morning or you tune into YouTube going, I hope we see one of the weirdest ups and downs videos ever, because that's what I'm bringing to you today. Because here's the deal. What Culture's out here in Los Angeles for WrestleMania, and so far, the rest of the What Culture guys basically got trapped at an airport due to the crazy weather. And due to the crazy weather here in LA, my phone, I was out there in the streets trying to have a walk and got lost. I don't know, LA. Tried to Google Map home, and it got so much water in it that it doesn't work anymore. That's how I was going to record ups and downs this week, because of course phones are really good. So here's the deal. It's going to be a very lackluster, very toned back version. We'll go through it. It will be quick. And then from tomorrow, we'll ramp up the goodness again. But let's up those downs. Especially because this week's episode of AEW did indeed start with Matt Hardy versus Jungle Boy. I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty like I usually do, and instead I'm going to give you opinions on the matter. Because here's what I liked about this. All the stuff we're doing with Hook and Ethan Page and Stokely Hathaway is great. Stokes wasn't here because he got beaten up last week. And we're very much teasing that we're going to do the Ethan Page versus Hook FTW Championship battle. Because Hook basically came out to stop Ethan Page during this. He kept going, distraction, distraction, interference, I must win. But Jungle Boy, Jack Perry, defeated Matt Hardy. Now, maybe that's happened before and maybe it hasn't. But as far as I'm concerned, Matt Hardy still ranks up there as a legend, you know, professional wrestling. So the fact he beat him, and he also beat him basically by slamming him in the back of the head, which was a good way to beat somebody. I really like this, even more so because of what we did afterwards. MJF comes out, runs down Jungle Boy, calls him mid, says he's crap. Ever since he's been in AEW, he's tried to get to the top. He hasn't been able to. And also revealed, dun, 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 that he's in a real-life relationship with Anna Jay, which I believe to be true. I think MJF, and again, I've been watching this on about 8 different devices and tried to make this work, but I'm pretty sure Maxwell said to him, and I talked to Anna Jay, and she was all like, yeah, he's weak between the knees, which must mean his penis isn't very good. Now, I'm girlfriend. I'm sure you have a partner of your own. Imagine somebody went up to them and said, oh, how's your partner's groinal region? They went weak. You should break up with that person. I just want to throw it out there. But again, I may have misunderstood. I literally had to watch the segment on 3 different devices as I did run around. But of course, this just planted the seed that we actually may be doing the full way because Sammy Guevara and Darby Allin were watching on. But what I thought he did a really good job on, and I bet we do this over the next week. It'll be Darby's turn next week and Sam's after that. Is it made you go, maybe Mr. Perry should be the guy to defeat MJF? Because he did just beat MJF. He did just beat Matt Hardy, and he's on a roll right now. So I really, really like this. I love it when we focus on the young guys, the pillars. I just think it makes AEW feel fun and exciting and fresh and different. To the point you do this with your hands as if you're building some kind of a ladder. So it is absolutely going to get an up. Let's keep doing it. And if it ends with a 4-way, so some people say, oh, we should do 4 individual matches. Man, I'm going to be dead one day. Give me chaos. Give me carnage right now. Oh, and shout out to MJF as well, who said the Jungle Boy pulled a Kanye when he interrupted his bar mitzvah. This was my face. I was like, I can't believe it. Also, they had this great segment with Kenny Omega and Don Callis, where Don Callis was like, look, I just slipped last week with Hangman, which he did not do. He took a pratfall. But he was like, I'll go and apologize to the cowboy. Kenny, you got to take on Jeff Cobb later. Focus on that. But once again, this is just good pro wrestling story time. You can smell the seeds. You can smell the tension. And given what happens towards the end of the show, surely something big is coming. If we tie that into the next segment too, which was Matt Menard and Angelo Parker taking a claim down on the town. We went to a hockey game. They went to dinner. Went on a carousel. All on the Jericho Appreciation Society buck. I mean, you all know the deal if you watched my show before. It's never usually like this, with me swatting on a sofa like I'm Hugh Hefner or something. I just think this is wonderful. I really do. I hope we prolong this. I hope we keep this going. Of course, it will end in a match. But I can have these segments and these skits for the rest of my life. Goofy Wrestling for life. It genuinely put a smile on my face, which I needed right now. Don't forget, support professional wrestling, meant to give you a little tap on the back when you do experience this stuff. I don't know where it's going to go, because Max Caster and Anthony Bowens, as far as I'm concerned, are having a hell of a time when you take those last two segments, setting up for the show this evening, and setting up for stuff we could probably do in the future. Which is when we had Death. Because it was the Blackpool Combat Club, who again were going to have a massive twist later on the show, taking on Dalton Castle and the boys. Now, I love Dalton Castle and the boys. When they were walking to the ring, so these guys are absolutely screwed. Claudio Castagnoli, John Moxley, and Wheeler Yuta are definitely bad guys now. And, you know, Dalton and his friends are just ripe for the picking. They got whipped before the bell. And then Claudio, I think it was Brendan Boy, it may not have been, gave him the big old power bomb or a cola bomb. For the 1-2-3, and I once again, look, do I think we should do something with Dalton Castle and the boys down the line? Yes, because they made me feel warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. But right now, we are establishing the BCC as an act that you do not mess with. And again, keep that in your head, like a telltale game, that this is going to get enough. I totally understand the argument, oh, couldn't we have got somebody else? But sometimes, the thing is, they do have some credibility, Dalton Castle and the boys keep saying the same thing over and over again. It's not like Dalton Castle lost, that he is the main part of that act. I just like them as a trio. I think they're hilarious. I think the Bangarang is the greatest thing for a finishing move ever. But I'm giving it up because, again, not in my wildest dreams did I have what was going to happen in around about an hour, and it flipping rocked. Then got a hype video for Jeff Cobb versus Kenny Omega, which was happening later on, so you got your story. When we had an interview with Hangman Adam Page, and he was basically like, yeah, it was the Blackpool Combat Club that attacked the Young Bucks. I don't like them. Which is when Don Callis arrived, and he was like, oh, let's have a little bit of a handshake so I can say sorry for what I did 7 days ago. The cowboy was having none of that. When not only did the Blackpool Combat Club attack, they also beat up Don Callis materially. Now, this is the good thing about being late with ups and downs. I've been able to get some information. He got twonked for real. And I was like, there's no way this wasn't legit. It was absolutely horrific. I'm pretty sure that Don Callis had to go to hospital. I could be wrong. But honestly, all the best wishes to him. He's such a good character. He's so good at what he does. But I was genuinely concerned, like his mum or his dad was like running around going, oh my gosh. Now, as long as he is okay, is this going to help the Blackpool Combat Club and what they're trying to succeed in? Yes. But never do this again. I was genuinely freaking out. Which, of course, then moved straight into Kenny Omega versus Jeff Cobb. And this was smart too, because Kenny was a little bit worried about Don Callis because they're still friends. So I suppose that was to plant the seed of doubt. Maybe Jeff Cobb is going to win. But Jeff Cobb always wins. This was completely different from the Vikingo match last week, which again is a testament to Kenny. But Jeff Cobb is just an absolute monster. The stuff he was doing, every single move, I was like, oh, Kenny ain't getting up. Omega ain't getting up. Omega's not going to be able to do it. And the fact that it was just a 180, a complete departure from what we had a week ago, I absolutely loved it. At one point, Jeff Cobb decided, oh, I'm going to do Kenny Omega moves, which looks even worse coming from him because he's so large. He's so good at throwing people around. And I know his main time is spent in New Japan at the moment, but man, if I was WWE or AEW, I'd be all over him when he becomes a free agent. I think he could be awesome. And I'm pretty sure at the end, he was going for a one-winged angel and the tour of the island. He wasn't able to get it. Kenny Omega hits the V-trigger, hit the one-winged angel. Scott's going, ah. He completely distracted me from all of my stupidness at the moment. And Kenny Omega gets another win. Now, we are going to give that its own separate up because I think the match deserves it. Afterwards, Blackpool Combat Club are here. Obviously, Kenny is totally screwed. No Don Callis, no Young Bucks, no Hangman Adam Page. They've been taken out. When all of a sudden, Bryan Danielson returns to AEW. And we tease that he's going to help Kenny Omega because they have a mutual respect from the match in New York a couple of years ago. He doesn't. Basically, I think it was Claudio, caused somewhat of a distraction. Bryan Danielson hits the running knee, puts in the label lock, and is shouting at Kenny Omega, "You're wrong with wrestling." So he's the internet now. But given when we last saw him, he was this mess of a man after losing to MJF, and now he's come back and aligned himself with his friends as a heel. I'm so excited. Because clearly it means we're going to do Kenny Omega versus Bryan Danielson round two. I'm pretty sure it's only round two. I could be completely wrong. Let me know. But all of this is great. If nothing else, the Elite versus BCC is absolutely great. Because they're going to do some matches that I'm not going to be able to handle. Because they're going to be absolutely crazy. So I'm giving it a round of applause. This was a terrific angle. I never saw it coming, which is always good, but it also makes sense. And now, you know, I think the Blackpool Combat Club are always destined to go bad guys, but you wanted them as a four. It's going to help Claudio. He's already got that shib-eating grin. We know about Moxley, most intense man ever. And Bryan Danielson as a heel is one four. And Wheeler Yuta, right? Wheeler Yuta is on an absolute roll right now, if you've been watching Ring of Honor especially. So this is getting an up two. I'm so pumped. I'm so excited. Look at me pointing at the screen. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to round everyone today and just point at them. Say, you need to go watch this.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
We've got a video reminding us that I believe next week it's going to be FTR versus the Guns, and if FTR lose, they are never coming back to AEW. And we really have tied in social media and real life with this, so it's quite interesting. Kind of intrigued to see what we're going to do. I don't think FTR are going to lose, but am I 100% sure? Absolutely not. When we had Orange Cassidy versus the Butcher for the international title, I was just going to give you the headlines. Orange Cassidy is one of the best wrestlers in the world. Don't even care. He is. Totally gets it. The way he merges all the styles together, wonderful. The Butcher is one of the most underrated talents that there is. He had a great match here. So legitimate, it's ridiculous. And it's the same for The Blade. And we should make them tag team champions at one point. There were some shenanigans at the end because the best friends came out and people had weapons. People were just smacking each other. The ref was like, oh, I can't handle it. But ultimately, Orange Cassidy hit the Orange Punch. He hit the beach break. He got the 1-2-3. I'm loving this title reign. I'm loving all the random challenges that he is taking on. And again, Butcher and The Blade, you are a fantastic pairing. And when I'm in your vicinity, I'm absolutely going to hunt down your shop. And I'm going to buy some meat. That's right. And then I can use that meat to go and do some man meat slapping, which is all we want for professional wrestling. I have not done this match justice. Obviously, we're building something bigger here because my best friends did get involved. Getting up. Which is when we found out we're going to get some stuff on Rampage. Ty Valkyrie is going to continue everything with Jay Cargill and Layla Gray and Mark Sterling. And Jade was super mad here because Mark Sterling is now destroyed, as is Layla Gray, which is what Ty did on the last one. And we found out it's going to be Action Andretti versus Juice Robinson to build the Ricky Starks thing. Now, again, on paper, phenomenal match. This story is confusing me just a little bit. Now, somebody spoiled Rampage for me. Again, this is why you can't go out into the real world. So my eyebrow goes up just a little bit. However, we have to see it. We cannot just come to conclusions with stuff that random people have told us. Let's move on and we'll get back to it. Which brought us to Ruby Soho versus Willow Nightingale. And this was an interesting match because I was all geek nerd here going, Willow Nightingale has to win. But I actually think we kind of did more nuance here and we kind of had more fun with it because Willow was an absolute monster during this. Honestly, she was kicking out of her futures. And, you know, even though Tony Storm and Saraya obviously were like, oh, I'm going to cast distracts all the time. We've got loads of MP. She was kind of getting rid of them too. And ultimately, if it wasn't for these meddling kids, she probably would have won. But the cool thing was, is that she was so upset she had to take on Ruby Soho, who, of course, she used to be friends with, and they teamed on Rampage. Now, I think we probably could have hammered that home a little bit more in the past, but it's okay. I like this feud. I really, really do. I just think it's a lot of fun. I think we're involving everyone, and I'm hoping that it does build to a big match. Eventually, you know, Ruby Soho did win again. I think it was the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment. It was, and that's why I said maybe. So put a counter up. I don't know what the counter's on at the moment. Again, I'm so frazzled. And this is when Sky Blue and Rio came out to make the save. They failed miserably. So Jamie Hayter returned, and that was cool. She beat everybody up. She's a champ, right? Throws them out of the ring. And she kind of had this mutual respect face-off with Rio, because for some reason they're fighting for the championship next week. That's strange, because they kind of feel like they're on the non-outcast side. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. But I do like the way this is all tying together. We do need somebody else on the heel side, because I think we should do a 4-on-4 or 5-on-5 blood and guts match. Sorry to everyone, all women shouldn't do the hardcore matches. If men are allowed to do it, women are allowed to do it. Just don't watch it if it's not your cup of tea. But no, I thought this was good. I like all of this. I think Ruby Soho as a heel is great. And she changed her music. It's the little things don't give anybody anything to react to. So I'm going to give it up. And again, I think there's something here. I think we're not seeing something with the all-seeing eye. I'm completely speculating. But imagine they could work Sasha Banks into this. Be flubbing excellent. I like it. Now, House Hobbs then told us that the TNT title is never leaving his waist. And I thought, so you're going to wear it round your stomach for the rest of your life, your tum-tum? Powerhouse Hobbs, do it. Come on, go, oh, yeah, meh, tum-tum. You can't do anything with me. It'd be the absolute strangest thing ever. When, of course, Adam Cole made his big return to Dynamite, taking on Danny Garcia. This is why I'm so sad I have to do ups and downs like this today. Adam Cole has been off for 9 months. You would never know it. We tied the story in about his head and how Daniel Garcia was going after his head, giving him pile driver after pile driver. Garcia is going to be such a star down the line. Or he already is, but you know, he's building and getting better. Adam Cole should be the company's top babyface and probably defeat MJF for that championship down the line because he's just a wonderful human being and that resonates through the screen. He hit the Panama Sunrise, he hit the boom after, once again, he'd been driven with the piles over and over again. Like his head, somebody help his head. At the afterwards too, man, there was confetti. And Britt Baker came down to kiss him because, of course, they're a real-life couple. And that ties into the All Access show. Jericho was there. He teased a fuse with Adam Cole. He kind of looked at each other, but he also kind of looked funny at Danny Garcia. So maybe they are going to kick him out of the Jericho Appreciation Society, which I actually would do. I know that was a story for ages ago, but I just think now is the time. And I think the fans are craving that, especially after the sports entertainment line last week. But yeah, I would love to sit down and actually gone through this. It was so well worked. The story they told, loved it, loved all of it. Adam Cole just has that thing. We want to give him a hug and a kiss. So Britt Baker, she's a lucky lady. What a terrible, stupid thing to say. But of course, it is, it's going to get an up. Really, really fun Dynamite. Once again, I like to be as transparent as possible. I watched this in a locker room when I was doing my own wrestling show. I found a corner and had a couple of hours. So maybe I didn't watch it in the best way possible, but I like to bring the show. I'm sorry for all the tech problems. We'll make it up for you with some great WrestleMania content for the next few days. But in the meantime, like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Watch more videos. Do whatever you want. Just have fun, man. Let's just enjoy WrestleMania. What a crazy start it has been. Onwards we continue. See you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.